that Krishna says in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, worshipping him in a personal form is better than worshipping his impersonal manifestation. So we can say there are different paths up the mountain, but can we say that all paths are exactly equal? Or is there some path which works better for some people, some path works less for some people? In the spiritual realm, there is both the objective reality and the subjective experience of the reality. What that means is that objectively, as Krishna says in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, if we want to rise to spiritual consciousness, becoming devoted to a personal manifestation of the Absolute, that is easy. Why? Because we live in a world of relationships. We are persons, we reciprocate with other persons, we long for love. So if we can direct our loving propensity towards the Supreme Person, then that helps us to rapidly rise to the spiritual level of reality. So how is that? That is, at one level, to go from the ground level to the first level, we have to have some amount of detachment, and I'm ready to leave the ground level so that I can go to the first level. So there is a process of material detachment and spiritual attachment that is required to rise from the ground level to the first level. Now, in the process of bhakti, we focus primarily on spiritual attachment, and the material detachment naturally comes. It's like, say, if I have this glass and I want to remove all the air from the glass. Say, oh, the air here is polluted. I don't want the air in this glass. Now, to try to pull all the air out is extremely difficult. To create a vacuum there is almost impossible. Even if I create a little shaking, and the vacuum will be disturbed. But if I fill it with water, the air will automatically go. So similarly, the process of bhakti yoga is the process of not trying to remove our material attachment. That's like trying to remove the air. Process of bhakti yoga, just fill it with water. That is, fill your consciousness with Krishna. Become attached to Krishna. And by that, detachment will automatically come. So in this sense, it's an easier and more effective process. But there are some people who may be very scarred by negative experiences with relationships, negative experiences in interpersonal dealings. And because of that, for them, the idea of approaching God as a person may be very difficult. And for those people, the path of impersonal worship may, in their situation, be what they can take at that time. So in an objective sense, as Krishna says, worship, becoming devoted to a personal absolute is the easiest path. So there are many paths up the mountain, some may be easier than others. And the path of going up the mountain to the personal, by becoming attached to the personal absolute, is easier. But for some people in specific situations, the impersonal path may be what they are ready to take at that time. So in that sense, there are different paths, they all take one up, but they're not all equally easy or necessarily equally effective. Okay?